Do you drink coffee?
Oh yeah.
How do you like your coffee?
Black.
Have you ever heard people say anything besides black if they were ordering coffee?
No, that only uses sugar and cream in it.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people for black coffee, I like it straight?
Oh, well, they used to call it, there used to be a name called Arbuckle.
Arbuckle?
Yeah, that was a brand of coffee.
Oh.
It used to be, years ago, was a very prominent brand of coffee. Or, and it was wrote on the can or the sack that it come in.
Mm-hmm.
Arbuckle.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go in a restaurant and sell a cup of Arbuckle. I haven't heard that in a long time, but
right.
A lot of these people now, though, if you say Arbuckle to them, the waitresses, they wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Well, I guess not. Well, have you ever heard talking about coffee? Have you ever heard anybody order it barefooted?
No, I never did. It referred to that way.
Okay. Say if you had invited some people over for a meal and they were all just standing around the table, you might tell them, well, just go ahead and...
Well, sometimes help yourself. They'd say, well, have grace and then sit down and then a lot of times they would say in a joking like manner, if you see anything you like, well, help yourself. But usually they'd pass the food around.
I see. What do people call food that's been cooked and served a second time?
Leftovers.
And when you eat something, you say you put it in your mouth and you begin to
chew it.
Did when we were talking about bread yesterday, I meant to ask if you had ever heard of anything made with, say, cornmeal boiled in water with maybe some salt added to it?
Well, now I think maybe that's what you, that was, now that there is mush,
mm-hmm.
Cornmeal mush.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my grandmothers used to do the same thing where they'd kill hogs, and she'd get through cooking that hog head. To make a souse meat, there'd be some liquid there that was, of course, cooked. They had to put water on it, and then she'd take and mix cornmeal, mixing that with it boiling hot, and she called it Gray Mare, and it was delicious. But it was real rich.
Mm-hmm.
And let it get cold and slice it out of there and take it a little, about an inch, thick or a little bit there, and put it in a frying pan with some fresh bacon grease and brown it. And I'll tell you, it was real good. She used to do mush, just regular cornmeal mush that way. Put your salt in it before you start cooking it, put in the water.
What do people around here call this, this alcohol that you used to hear about being made in stills up in the hills?
Mash.
Was that the beverage itself?
No, that was the brew that where they take the corn chops and the yeast, and the sugar, and then it'd